we administered Taxol 80 milligrams per meter squared day 1 and day 8 on a 21-day cycle with the Xolotl, a total dose of 1650 milligrams per meter squared in two divided doses, 14 days on and 7 days off, which parenthetically, I think if you're going to give Xolotl with any other agent, be it Taxol, Taxotere, Navalbine, whether it be the adjuvant, neoadjuvant, or metastatic setting, that 1650 really seems to be the dose that's well tolerated with the other agent, 1650. So we've done this clinical trial in two different cohorts, taxane naive in the metastatic setting and taxane pretreated. And the data on the taxane naive group, the first line, if you will, metastatic breast cancer, and each cohort's about 50 patients. And the response rate was right around 50%, and the toxicity was very, very mild. And it was one of those clinical trials that was very easy to do. It was because a lot of us were utilizing Taxol and Xolotl in combination anyway in our practices that way, but we just didn't really have any data on the weekly Taxol and Xolotl. But it's an extremely well-tolerated regimen. Sure, there are some side effects from Xolotl, and about a quarter of patients or so will need a dose reduction. But I really like that combination. I'm thinking of a patient right now in my practice who is a nurse practitioner, and she was a high-level administrator where I work, and she has metastatic disease in her liver only. And I treated her with the weekly Taxol and Xolotl, and she had had Taxotere in the adjuvant setting. Her disease-free interval was on the order of about 3 years, and she has had a complete response in her liver. And after about 6 or 7 cycles of the combined therapy, I stopped the Taxol, and she's been on the Xolotl ever since, and she has about a 3-year remission now.
Wow.
So I really like combination chemotherapy, and I particularly like combinations that are well tolerated, that are consistent with being able to treat patients for long periods of time. So I think this is a very nice regimen, actually. It's very active. You know, it's got some toxicity, but it's quite manageable.
How does this regimen compare to the one that Gradishar reported in the JCO?
Very similar response rates. I think the Gradishar response rate was 52%, and ours is right the same. And, you know, of course, there'll be some more myelosuppression with Taxol given every 3 weeks, the 175. But also, that was a well-tolerated regimen. So it's very, very similar in efficacy. But, you know, a lot of us docs like the weekly Taxol in the metastatic setting. And this is just 2-on, 1-off, very manageable for patients. And, you know, like all combination chemotherapy, over time, you do run into some fatigue. So you may not choose to give the combination forever, but many patients you can continue for a long period of time. But I often feel that you can stop the intravenous medication after 6 or 8 cycles and just keep going with your Xolotl alone.